And this section here I'm going to completely correct because it says to avoid wooded and brushy areas. And if you have a dog and it goes outside in your grass, you don't have to be in a woody or brushy area. It is wise to use the 20 and 30% D and to wear light-colored clothing so you can see the ticks. However, ticks will immediately go to an area like under your armpit or in your hair, and so you probably wouldn't see them. The better options they're finding out is to use a product called permethrin. Permethrin can be found at some of the sporting goods stores, and you spray your clothing and saturate it down 2 hours before you go outside, and that will stay in your clothing for up to 2 weeks, depending on the product. And what that does is it makes the ticks' feet feel kind of hot, and they drop off, so that way you're preventing them from even crawling up your under your skin to get into your hair. Where it is important to provide information and raise public awareness of Lyme disease and also the co-infections associated with tick-borne diseases, and treatments to emphasize the importance of education and research efforts surrounding Lyme disease and other tick-borne diseases. Now, therefore, be it proclaimed that Mayor Steve Olson, on behalf of the Common Council and the residents of the City of Franklin, hereby declare the month of May 2019 to be Lyme Disease Awareness Month and call upon residents to learn about the importance of tick avoidance and personal protection, tick detection and removal, signs and symptoms of tick-borne illnesses, and the need for prompt diagnosis and treatment, presented to the City of Franklin Common Council this 7th day of May 2019.
Aye.
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 Motion carries. 5 ayes, no nos, 1 absent, no extensions. The mayoral approvals for various boards and commissions need request for separate action.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Alderman
Nelson.
Aye.
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 Motion carries. 5 ayes, no nos, 1 absent, no extensions.
Make a motion to approve the balance.
A second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. All in favor.
Item GG. GG. Yeah, that's all. Yeah, thank you. Like a motion or approve a motion for the donation of Virginia Norman and others in the memory of Donald Norman, in the amount of $730 to be used to help fund fire and safety education programs in the community.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G2 is a project update from both our counties. Mr. Zimmerman, before he comes up, I will tell you that the next meeting we will not have an update. Mr. Zimmerman is going to be out of town. I have to know that in advance so that they don't come expecting.
Can everybody hear me in the back? Good. Again, Alderman, Common Council, thank you for having us again. Just a quick update, just a three-part update. First, I want to introduce our new partner, F Street. I invited Scott Lurie, who's the CEO of F Street, to just come introduce himself, talk about his vision, our vision, I should say, some of the concepts, the restaurant concepts that he's thinking about, and just as a reminder, the joint venture with these folks is the Lux Golf plus two restaurants and the Hinterhof. So I'll start with that, and then we're going to do some cost overrun explanation, and then I'll just give just sort of miscellaneous update. So Scott, maybe you can do an introduction.
Mayor and all the people, thank you for having me. My name is Scott Lurie. I am with F Street Group. F Street Group is an entity that has several different businesses that are involved. To not bore you with all the details and focus on what's important to you today, we are involved in the hospitality industry. We run several restaurants in southeastern Wisconsin. Our interest is in hospitality. We own large format restaurants. So our interest in partnering with Mike focuses on The Rock. We're very excited to be here. We do hold interest in the Pizza Man Restaurant Group, which might be of interest to you guys, is that we are on the east side of Milwaukee. We also have a location in Mayfair Collection, which is in Wauwatosa, and we also have one in Oak Creek. We are working on two concepts with Mike, as well as operating Lux Golf. Our Oak Creek location is at Drexel Town Square. I understand. The only relevancy to me sharing that with you is that I will share with you the challenges that we do have as a restaurant owner in Oak Creek compared to our opportunity that we have here in Franklin. We believe is a much brighter day. We're on a very busy thoroughfare on the corner of 76 and Loomis. So we see the traffic counts and the people immediately in our immediate vicinity as a great opportunity, as well as the hotels and all of the other constituents of the community. Our concepts that we have, we are focusing on a Neapolitan-style pizza concept for one of the concepts, as well as a taco and tequila concept that will also be further developed as time passes to complement what will be the Hinterhof, which will be the center beer garden for the hospitality side of The Rock. For the Lux Golf. Lux Golf is obviously in the process of being developed. We're excited to get this project started and work with Mike and his team of professionals. And so, I would just tell you a little bit about our group. We've got a pretty large hospitality group. As you can imagine, owning restaurants and operating restaurants involves several people, going from obviously the back of the house, which is your line cooks, your dish team, to your actually chefs, to actually the front of the house where you have your waitstaff, your bartenders, and all the people that are serving you the great food. So we're excited to be part of Franklin community. Have a lot of friends that live here. Really excited to be part of your community. So thank you for the opportunity, Mike and his team, and obviously The Rock is exciting to be part of for us to see the amount of people that are coming by and visiting and participating in the community-based organizations that are there, and we're super excited. If there's anything I can answer for you, I'm certainly open to the questions. And as I said, I'm really excited to, well, you haven't formally welcomed me. I appreciate the welcome to Frank. Thank you.
So first of all, I hope you understand my comment about Oak Creek was purely a joke. We certainly do love the community, and I think all of us have been to the restaurant. I got the lucky way.
Thank you, and I appreciate the welcome.
We are happy you're here. We look forward to following you.
Absolutely.
Is that a news release you're going to put out that you're ready to make that announcement for the Pizza Man? Or?
Well, that might be premature to the concept. Is that the news? Any news release requires a lot more details than what we can probably provide today. We have provided a pizza concept that we're pretty excited about. We're about 80% of our way through the branding of that. As I said, we want to be a community-based restaurant. We're focused on this community of making sure that the community embraces and is part of what we're doing. The Rock also has a really unique feature is that they have a lot of people that come from out of state to visit the baseball facilities that are there. So we want to be part of this, and we want to make sure that we get the chance to invest our time and energy to make sure that our deliverables are exactly what people expect. And so we're working through that. We're pretty close on the pizza concept. We're actually really close on the pizza concept, so I would say we need probably a couple of weeks. But we're on a public forum right now, obviously, and at that point, I'm sure there's probably somebody here that would take interest in this story. But we're just excited about being part of Franklin, right? We love what's happening here in this community. It's pretty amazing. You sit and see the amount of traffic and the people that are visiting the Rock and the Umbrella Bar, kids that are playing baseball every day, and what will come when the milkmen get to start swinging the bats. I mean, we're excited. So, you know, compliments to you guys for seeing the vision that Mike had and making it happen, and we're excited to be here.
So I invited Scott, what, 3 hours ago? So I appreciate you. Two hours ago. So I appreciate you coming on last minute. So the other thing, he's very humble in his overview. He just won a big award for a new concept out near Pfister Forum, Glass and Griddle, MK Brewery, and what did they call it, the 42 event? 42. You got to check it out. It's very cool. Scott, thanks for coming on. Appreciate it. So next group I'm gonna bring up, I'm going to have Tom Johns, the CFO of Rock Ventures, come up, and he'll be next to Greg Marceau to talk about the cost overlays, or cost overruns, excuse me. Yep, I was going to address those and then a couple other items. So Tom and Greg, if you guys can come up.
Can hear me now with that? Before we get into that detail, I just wanted to give the overview of the project and the schedule on that. And since we were here last, it's probably rained more than it hasn't rained on the site, but which hasn't helped things any. But we have been making progress up there. We have the western half of Ballpark Drive from the Rock entrance to Rawson Avenue. Pardon me. Ready to pave, and that's going to be paved next week, along with one of the other parking lots will get paved next week. And then the following week, we've got two more parking lots slated to be paved as we go through there, with the push now getting the main entrance of Ballpark and Rawson complete for the Wheel Sprocket opening around the end of May on that one, and then having the rest of the parking lots and everything else north of Rawson complete by the end of June for the baseball home opener. And then that'll include the work on Rawson Avenue and Ballpark Drive. All the removals are done. We are going to start repaving, putting in new pavement on Rawson Avenue this week yet on that one. Yep. Then the final work would be the east half Ballpark Drive to 76th Street, those off-site improvements. We're still looking around the end. You know, the goal is the end of June. That may bleed into July a little bit, but that would include the roadway south of Rawson as well. Were there any specific questions on the schedule or what's happening out there that I can address? Yes, sir.
Regarding the paving, is that just the first lift?
The main roadway, Ballpark Drive, will be paved to completion right away. And we've got it set up that we can keep construction traffic off it. We want it done for the opening of Wheel and Sprocket.
Okay. Parking lots, first lift then?
Depending on which one, some will be finished paved, some will just be the first lift.
Okay, thanks.
Has the Wheel and Sprocket grand opening date been announced yet?
Not formally. They reached out to myself, and I sent a note to the mayor. They're looking at the last week of May.
Okay. Sorry about the snooze fest there, everybody.
This is going to be better?
Yeah.
This will be better?
Numbers, I mean. Right?
Right.
Okay, so...
objective here is Dick had presented some numbers, I believe, back in November. Is that all right, Kelly? Back in November. And objective here is to really explain what is different between then and now in the numbers that he presented and you've all seen versus the numbers that we have now. And what I had attempted to do here is to say, is to add some color to it just in terms of. Better?
Better.
Okay. So what I've attempted to do here is I've attempted to show you here, these are the numbers that Dick had presented in that time frame. They match exactly, just so that everybody has a point of reference or a starting point just for you know, where we were in terms of sanitary sewer. And again, you know, these numbers, these are a snapshot in time. I think the 782, for instance, it predates the whole developers agreement. It's what was brought to the developers agreement before the project had ever even gone to bid. So this first tier, what's boxed in, is original project estimates. And and again, I mean that's what Dick had presented, and that's fine. Each of them have the totals for each of that, so that you have a commonplace reference point of where to go. But what I've also included here are the owner costs, because I think it's really important that everybody understands that the owner has always been involved in this project. The owner has always been an investor in this project, hand in hand with the city. It is way more of a partnership than a report that simply displays TIF values communicates. And that's the other thing about Dick's numbers. They were TIF numbers only. So what I want to present here is TIF plus owner equals the original development budget. And I'm sorry for the little overhang here, but again, this plus this equals this, and that's basically the genesis of the whole thing. So you can see right from the start in that first boxed out values, if you scroll down to the bottom, you can see that the investor was always along for the ride on this development. Just scroll down. It's just really to show the developer was always along on this. The TIF pay was scheduled to pay originally $22.5 million. The developer was always anticipating that he would have $8.3 million of cost and a total project cost of $30.1 million. So that is the starting point. Just to give you a frame of reference, that's what I wanted to show. So this next box here, if you go to the top, what this is the original project cost. So in any project development, you may say, okay, you know, we think it's going to be $500,000 to do this, but you go to public bid, and somebody comes back and they have a different set of values, right? So Marcel, you know, they've done a great job, but they've gone through, and we thought it was going to be about $800,000, but it came back at $1.3 million in cost, and so he had to carry that value. On the whole, this is where we're at in terms of a starting point in terms of post bid. Some of the values went down, some of the values went up, but nevertheless, this is where we were. Once we put it out to contractors and they came back with cost, this is where we were at. And then this final box, what this is an attempt to explain to everybody what the overruns are. Greg did a great job, and Greg can add color to everything I'm saying here, but Greg can tell you what these are. These items in italics underneath, these are the items that we're saying. Maybe if you scroll to the left a little bit. Yes. Yep, so if you got sanitary sewer, and you say, okay, we had sanitary sewer, we had a bid one way, but we had to add for support. And I'm not here to like say where that came from, but we had to add for support bridge lifts because it was, you know, in a landfill area. And maybe you can explain what a bridge lift is, but it's a construction term for like we needed it for something going through a landfill area. And so there's a cost to that. You can see it's $245,000 that these bridge lifts cost us. And so on down the line. You know, there's a few different reasons, you know, that this looks a little different. But the short of it is that the scope of the project has changed. There are additional buildings. There's a new R1 building that was never there in the original development. There's a fifth apartment building, B5, which was never there. When you add buildings, you add infrastructure necessarily, right? You add linear footage just to what you had all going in already. And moreover, you add size to those because, you know, without boring everybody too much, I mean, if you have more water pipe demand, you need a larger size water pipe because, you know, water loses friction over a certain point. And so it's like, maybe you have to go from 12 to 16 inches. That's real size. I don't know. But anyway, Greg has assigned values for each of those, and I've included those down here. And what this does is this gives you a final project cost of what everything is. And if you scroll down to the bottom, you'll be able to see this is the new total of what the TIF. You have to go to the right a little as well. So what I've attempted to do here is I've attempted to say this is what we're asking for in terms of new money, and this is what Dick was attempting to do. I've obviously given a lot more detail to it, but this is the total project cost. In terms of the cost overruns, we're saying this is what we're hoping the city will pay, this is what we're hoping the owner will pay, and I really want to communicate that the owner is an equal partner in this. They it's basically split 50-50 with what the go forward is. So from a partnership perspective, this couldn't be more hand in hand. And I know it's more detailed than what Dick had given, but it's a lot more context to what's actually going on. Unbelievable. So yeah, I mean, do you have color?
We certainly can. You guys want to walk through?
Yeah.
We may. You guys want to address each item?
Absolutely.
Individually?